So I want to kind of turn your things just to be nice to hear if there's any feedback from that, any questions arising from that.
I want to get more relaxed and focus on body, but actually I discovered what my emotions are. So it was like, I'm not sure targeting at first what I'm supposed to see is good for me, yeah? That maybe just see what comes would be more beneficial.
Yeah.
So first I felt like failed because I couldn't relax, and then I had to work it out to see if it was kind of successful. Yeah, you can see that very well.
Yeah, I suppose maybe I could have explained it more clearly, that the process is about either focusing on the body, focusing on the emotions, or focusing on the thoughts. The outcome of that can be relaxation. So it's not that you're trying to relax, but just by bringing your awareness there, one of the results or benefits can be that we're trying to encourage our bodies to be as relaxed as they possibly can be. Vital part of the spiritual life. Relaxation, being able to relax. But yes, take your point. And really, you know, for me, the whole of meditation is about trial and error, is about finding what works for you, what works for you, particularly to be able to develop these different skills. Sometimes it's great because what gets taught fits for you, your personality and your psychophysical organism. Other times it may not. You know, it's just difficult and it doesn't quite work. And then it's about you having to play around with what's a way that works. And you'll know that it's working because you are getting a bit more relaxation. You are getting a bit more sense of acceptance of what's arising. And you are getting a bit more clarity about the thinking process and not being caught up in thoughts so much. You're more able to have a bit of sense of perspective with thoughts.
That was actually, for me, the really surprising thing of the whole experience, because I had expectations of what I would experience, and then I was completely thrown by it that wasn't the case at all. And so for me, what was really positive about this was that it actually allowed me to really see what was going on, rather than constantly listening to my own expectations and stories. And I found it really useful.
I just wanted to add something because earlier that helped me in everyday life, because I found it really interesting, because I'm just really new to the whole meditation thing. Mm-hmm. And I started on a really hard circumstances. I, for example, did it with a CD. I was guided meditation while I was putting my little one into bed. So and he would be like, and I thought, okay, well, I just started the hardest way. And I realized with two children, I'm constantly planning and organizing and thinking 5 steps ahead. And when I started meditating, I started also, when I was on the playground and there in the sand, just be there. Mm. And not thinking, okay, now I have to prepare supper and everything. Mm. Just be there, play with the sand as well, feel the sand in my hands, and just breathe and be there. And normally they're, you know, just by themselves and playing, and I just have some fun. And or if I play with them also, just play and not running around the apartment and using that time when they're, you know, just sometimes sit with them and play, because kids are great. They're just in the moment. Mm-hmm. And you just have to watch them, and then you can do the same. Mm. So that actually helps me to, as a beginner under circumstances, not like here, where I have time and everything is quiet, I have a great woman around me, you know? But it helps me in everyday life.
That just reminds me though, even as I get older, I had a lovely evening with my eldest son. We just went for a nice long walk, ended up at the park, we just sat on the swings talking. I thought, this is new. It was good.
I was just going to say, the problem I find though, when you just say, I'll be in the moment, is then I think that adds a little bit of pressure. Like for me, I think, well, I should be in the moment. Why aren't you in the moment? Because, you know, this time is precious, you know. And it's this sort of conflict. And I was just saying to a bond, sometimes you just have to accept, okay, I am thinking ahead. That's okay. That's okay to think ahead, because we need to as humans, or else we wouldn't survive very long if we didn't plan ahead. But it's to stop that pressure of, you must be in the moment. That is the biggest thing I've struggled with,
actually. So you notice the thought, that train of thought. And with a train of thought, we can always ask ourselves the question, is that helpful? Is that a helpful train of thought? Or is that adding to my tension?